Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Quinn Agantara, picks 106.
He's not in town yet, but he'll be in town soon to play the Funny Bone. Comedian Greg Warren on the line. Where are you at this morning, Greg?
I am in New York City, actually. I did a show there last night.
Ooh, hello, darling.
Yeah, my goodness. Yeah, nice crowd, man. Good crowd.
Yeah, they're pretty fun, man. Yeah.
Are you in Albany tonight and all weekend, or Friday and all weekend?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
All right, okay.
Is this the Creamy and Crunchy tour?
This man, God bless you for knowing that. I mean, it is. It is the Creamy and Crunchy tour.
Is this real? You used to
work for a peanut butter guy, right? Peanut butter factory or something.
I worked for Procter & Gamble, and I sold Jif peanut butter.
Okay.
And I think you guys know Jif is the best peanut butter, right? I mean, our motto...
That's what we are.
Yeah, our motto was choosy moms, choose Jif. Right?
Right.
Choosy moms, guys. You know, not all moms. Let's say you're a mom who, you know, drinks in the afternoon and goes to the casino and forgets to pick up your kids from school. I mean, if that's the case, by all means, buy Peter Pan. That's a good product for you.
Yeah, I picture that.
Yeah.
What kind of mom eats Skippy?
Now, that's... I don't want to get into personal attacks, guys, over the radio.
Legalities.
It's pretty low. It's pretty low on the scale. I mean, when I say choosy, you know, I'm not talking about a fanatical mom, like an organic peanut butter mom. That's, you know, you're familiar with that product, right? With the
Cantera's married to one of those.
Yeah, in my house, Greg, I got to stir the peanut butter before I
goodness.
Use it.
So you have to stir the peanut butter. They actually make you take part in the manufacturing process. Hey, man, why don't you just hand me a bag of peanuts and a hammer next time? You know.
So, Greg, you're being modest. Aren't you the guy that came up with, like, don't you have something to do with crunchy? Are you a developer of sorts?
This is a crunchy guy?
No, they just had me selling. I'm not that bright. I will tell you, you know, a few fun facts. Creamy outsells crunchy 4-1.
I believe that.
Oh, interesting.
And I always thought, I did feel guilty because I was out there selling the peanut butter, and I felt bad because we charged the same for crunchy as we did for creamy, which if you think about it, like the crunchy, we didn't finish making that, you know, like the crunchy guys, they're knocking off at a noon at the plant where the creamy guys are still smashing up peanuts at 5 o'clock. It's not fair.
If I'm selling a food, peanut butter is what I want to sell, though. I bet it's not hard to sell peanut. Everybody loves peanut butter.
Well, I mean, it's a cutthroat business, guys. Yeah, people love peanut butter, but you got to get your spot, you know? I mean, you got people coming at you from all sides. Reese's tried to get in the peanut butter game. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, Reese's tried to get in the game, and here's, you know, I was like, guys, you don't belong here. You're a joke. This is serious business. We're not trick-or-treating. We're feeding families in this aisle. You know, just go back to candy. You don't see Ring Pop trying to get in the jewelry business. You know,
Greg, does anyone ever think, like, to me, you look like Ray Liotta and Sean Hannity had sex.
Exactly.
You look a little bit like
Ray
both.
Liotta.
Anyone
I mean,
tell you that?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten both of those. I have gotten both.
Which
those.
One do you prefer?
Well, I mean, if we're going Goodfellas Ray Liotta, I'll take it. Chantix Ray Liotta, I'm not so sure I want to be that.
He looks so fake in those commercials, man.
I know. I have to say, I love the Chantix, though. Chantix is the only drug that really even worked. Oh, my God, that's funny.
I got a kick out of this, too, Greg. Your dad was a high school wrestling coach. Your mom made you play clarinet. And you went on to actually be an NCAA Division I wrestler, right?
Yeah. A long time ago, guys.
Yeah, but still, that's cool.
It's like from the Midwest?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. My dad was my coach, man, which he still watches tapes of me wrestling in high school and critiques them. And I'm 53, you know. He's like, well, what were you doing in this match? You're just laying there like a dead animal. What was wrong with you? You know, I don't remember, Dad. I quit wrestling 29 years ago. You quit wrestling in the middle of this match. That's when you quit wrestling.
Comedian Greg Ward playing the funny bone this weekend. I have a son who is anti-exercise and anti-sports. You got any advice? Is there anything your dad used on you that might work
just
with my kid?
Just point at me.
I would say embrace that kid, man. It's grueling. It's horrible. Just tell him I'm with him. Okay. Yeah. If I would have started comedy at his age, I'd be farther along. You know?
Good point.
Listen.
It sounds like a neat kid. I would say go with him.
No, yeah. I can't get his eyes off the screen, Greg. It's a real problem.
Oh, I got you.
You know?
Yeah.
How about you? You got any kids rolling around?
I got none, man. That's why I feel really weird giving you advice about anything. Like when it comes to, I got no kids, man.
It's 50.
Me either, bro.
You're 53.
You
think you still think there's a chance you have kids?
No. I think it's over. I think
happy about
it? No, I'm not happy. I never really felt like I wanted. It's like on a philosophical level, I was like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. But when it was come to like, what are you going to do today and tomorrow and the next 3 weeks? It never was on the list.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe it was for a reason.
I feel like we lucked out, Greg. I feel like we made it far enough that we lucked
out.
You
have no joy in your lives, you two.
That's true. Here's the thing, guys. You know, I mean, I brought joy to children all over the world through just peanut butter for 10 years. I did my part, you know? And that Procter & Gamble doesn't own Jif anymore. I don't know if you guys know that.
No, I didn't.
Do you know who owns Jif?
Oh, God, I used to know this, but I think Kellogg's or something?
Close. Smucker's.
Oh, Smucker's, I was going to ask you about those
I watched
people.
That. That's
Smucker's
a good stock.
Smucker's owns peanut butter and jelly. If these guys ever get a hold of bread, it's over. You know, I mean, now let's be honest. The government's going to step in. That's Sherman antitrust.
Well, they always screw up everything. You know, we've got a good relationship with peanut butter and jelly. They're going to mess it up.
Next time you come on the show, let's talk Pringles, because I read you used to move some Pringles back in the day too.
I did, man. It's a whole other story. But, you know, I know you guys don't have all morning. You got to play some hits, man.
It's something for us to look forward to, no question. I got all kinds of questions.
Yeah, go watch Greg Warren this weekend, Friday and Saturday, playing the Funny Bone. Thanks for coming on, man. Come back anytime.
Thank you, Greg.
Man, I enjoyed talking to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
man.
Pal.